The Mike and the Mechanics, the Beatles before that, and Get Back, Loretta. The Grease here. Enjoying a beautiful morning, a humdinger. Whatever that is, it is a... If there were ever a humdinger, today would be the humdinger. Well, where'd that expression come from, anyway? A humdinger. It sounds almost spicy, huh? You know? Hey, what do you think, bad boy? You like a humdinger? I don't know, whatever it is. But today is a humdinger of a day. 26 minutes before 8 o'clock, the Grease Man here. I just hope I'll have the time to enjoy it. Yeah, we're having a meeting of the Foxhole Road Neighborhood Association today. They're trying to put a rehab center in the neighborhood, which is good. Well, it's for, people that are, have problems with schizophrenia and that kind of thing. Yeah, and, well, everybody agrees that a rehab center is a needed thing, and you want to help people. Well, let's face it, who really wants it in their neighborhood, you know? Who really wants it in their neighborhood? You want a rehab center there? That's all I need, right? Suppose I want to sell my house someday. Oh, it's near schools and churches, and you're right across the street from a loony bin. You can watch those bug eyes walking up and down the street. I mean, come on. Hey, I got compassion, all right? I got compassion. Let's put it in your neighborhood. That's what we'll be suggesting. Build a rehab. I mean, well, it's not like they got to be close into the city. Put them out in Yankees, boys. But it looks like it's going to go through. I can just see it now. I'll be sitting inside, vodka gimlet, smoking jacket, leather-bound copy of Edgar Allan Poe classics in my lap. Suddenly, I'll hear the van pull up. Stenciled on the side, Foxhole Rehab Center. And I'll look inside, and there they'll all be sitting, heads lolling, fingers buried to the second knuckle in the nose, staring at me with maniacal grins. I'll walk up, try to say hello. I'll lean in the window and say, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" He'll look at me and go, "Sorry, I didn't mean anything. And they'll lead them all one by one into that house. That's when I'll have to use the technology at DC 101 to put an end to that. To put an end to those plummeting housing values. That's when I bring home the echo chamber. At night, when they're in their beds, I'll take my speakers and put them out my window directly facing the rehab center. And I'll say, yeah, and they'll push the little button for the night nurse. Night nurse will come running in and say, "What's the matter?" They'll say, "I'm hearing voices." The nurse will say, "You're a schizophrenic. You're supposed to be hearing voices. Now shut up." As soon as I see the light go out, I'll once again activate my echo chamber. They'll push that button for the night nurse again. But I'm still hearing voices. "You stupid little man!" And then tie him to the bed. That's when I'll go to my trump card then. I'll really freak him out then. I'll say, "You in the room. This is God. Go to the window and jump, and I'll catch you." Sure enough, the window will slide open, and in no time at all, one by one, it'll almost be fun as I think of new and exciting ways to take care of those people. New and exciting ways to send them to their great reward.
"You there, cutting the grass. Go and stand in front of the next oncoming vehicle.
And I'll watch from my verandas, sure enough." I'll be weaving through them time and time again until there's hardly left anybody left in there. Of course, I'll probably get in trouble one day. Like all criminals, I'll get overconfident. One day I'll be on my porch, giggling behind my echo chamber, going... And I'll turn around and there will be the director of the rehab center, standing there staring at me with his hands on his hips, saying, "So you're the one! You're the one responsible for all these surprise suicides! You're the one responsible for this mass hysteria! Well, let me tell you something, these are people too, and they have rights, just as much a right to be an American as you have a right to be an American! If they want to live here, they have legally on the right to live here, and you have it! Well, I'm gonna try. You're gonna hear from our attorneys! I'm gonna take this to the highest level! We're gonna blow this case wide open, do you hear me? Wide open!" And then he'll storm off back into the rehab center. Well, that night, I'll make one last broadcast over my echo chamber. That night, I'll make one concerning the director. I won't be able to say. I can't say here right now what that broadcast will be. But it'll probably be something like this.
The Dodge Boy.
One, the Grease Man.